This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, says concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established. As chief among the mountains, it will be raised above the hills, and all the nations will stream to it. Many people will come and say, "Come, let us go up the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many people. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, O house of Jacob, Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Well done, Chloe, that's lovely. Well, that's the reading, and I'd like you to keep it open, and I'll point to it several times. And I'm going to start by saying this. To know for sure about something that's going to happen in the future means you can get ready for it. Now, tomorrow is a special holiday. Free day, don't have to go to school. Maybe your family has planned something special and you've been getting ready for it. Has anybody planned to go to the beach? Yes, over there. Brilliant. What else are you going to take with you to the beach? Food, tea, swimming costumes, swimming trunks? No. Buckets and spades. What would you take to the beach if you were going to the beach and you could plan it? Go on, what would you take? Come on, chaps, shanty. A kite. Brilliant. Don't forget kites on the beach. Ollie. A book for the beach, okay. Maxwell. You take a Bible to the beach. Brilliant. That's a good answer, but not the one I was looking for. Toby. Crab lines. And waterproof jacket and jumper. Yeah, wise in England. Toby wants a second go. Fishing nets. You see, if you're planning to go somewhere and you know it's going to happen, you can get ready. Well, our passage today says that something is going to happen in the future and you can get ready for it. It was written a long time ago to the people of God, and it was for them then and for us now. The man who wrote it was called Isaiah. And he said, there will be a day, a special day. And it'll be an amazing day, firstly, because all people will be drawn to a mountain. Okay, let's think about mountains for a bit. Let me see if I can find a mountain. Okay. There's a mountain. Who knows what that mountain is?
God's for God.
It's not the God. There you go. Looking at it from underneath, that is Mount Snowdon it is. Marks to the man with the baby. That is Mount Snowdon, looking from underneath up towards it. It looks great, doesn't it? But when you get high up, when you get close and you look down, the view is even better. That's the view from the top of Mount Snowdon. You can see for miles. What's the highest mountain you've been on? The Gogs, Neil. Any bids for that, Shanti? Skiddaw. Ooh, look what I've got here. That is Skiddaw. Shanti has been on top of that mountain. Anyone else been on top of Skiddaw? What on the Chapman family? Gilmore's? Okay. Skiddaw from underneath. That's Keswick down below. They walked up the top. Here's one I'd like to go on. But I'm never going to get there because that one is over 23,000 feet high. If you stand on top of that one, there is no place on earth higher than you. You'd be on the highest of high mountains. That's Mount Everest. Well, look at the verse that we've just read. God says, in the last days, he would establish the mountain of the Lord's temple, and that would be the chief or better or higher than any other place. It'll stick out. Now, who likes heights? Anybody like being on top of a ladder? Or climbing trees? Or being on top of mountains? The younger hands are going up there. And Vinod's. Good. What about top of skyscrapers? Who likes looking off the top of skyscrapers? Isn't it great being on a high place? Looking down, you can see loads of things. If you went to the top of the Gogs, you could see Adam Brooks. If you went to the top of the Mount Everest, you could see into Nepal and into China. You could see for miles. Well, God says he's going to make his temple the highest, chiefest city and place there is. And something else special is going to happen. Can you look in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, it says, all nations will stream to this mountain. What way do streams normally go? Down. So this is odd, because these are going to, the streams of people are going to go to this mountain. Now, how many people are going to go to this mountain? And from where? Okay, let me ask you another question. How many nations are going to be competing in the Olympic Games? Anybody know the answer to that? How many different nations are going to be competing in the Olympic Games? I only know because I looked it up. Let's have a guess. Ollie? Ollie thinks 428, too high. 100, too low. 132, still too low. 250 is our best bet, Joe. 200 is the closest. There are 200, I looked it up this morning, 204. Stephen said 205, very good. 212 nations. But did you know that in those nations, there'll be people who can speak lots of different languages? So you could say that there were nations within nations. How many different nations speaking different languages do you think there are in the world? That's a few more than 200. Is anyone planning to be a missionary? Have that up their sleeve? It's more. I found a figure on the internet that said 27,000 different languages in the world. And if you look at verse 2 of chapter 1, it says, all nations will stream to this city, this place where God is going to build. All nations will stream. People from 27,000 different people groups will be drawn to this place God is setting up. And what will people say? Verse 3, they'll say, come, let's go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. So one day, there will be a place that is higher than any other. It'll be God's place, his house, his temple, and people will come from all over the world to be there. What will happen when they get there? What will happen when they get there? Can you see it in the passage? He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths. God will teach us. As people gather, it won't be for sightseeing, nor for some sporting competition. No, people will come to God's place to be taught by God to live the way he wants them to. Now, God made the world, and he made everyone in the world, and he made us to live in a certain way. But we don't live the way God wants us to live. We choose to live our own way and do our own thing. We don't like listening to anyone else tell us what to do. So on a small scale, we are nasty to each other in our families. We are unkind to our brothers and sisters. And one of the sad things about our little fights is that there's no one to sort things out. There's no one good enough to be a fair judge or to stop us fighting, at least not for very long. So what would happen if your little fight between your brothers and sisters spread out to a fight on a bigger scale? What would happen? What would it look like? It would look like war. And sure enough, there is war in the world. People would die, you're right. Well, look at what God says will happen when the word of the Lord goes out from his mountain. Verse 4, he will judge between the nations and settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. That is a picture of global peace. Now, I brought something which wasn't quite a pruning hook. Who knows what this is? Jeff? It's a hoe. But imagine if these were bent round pointing forwards. What would it be? A speary trident. So this, before it had its spears bent round, would have been a nasty weapon of war.
But what the Bible says is that the weapons of war one day will be turned into gardening tools, farming tools. Now you can easily see it with this one, because this could have been a spear, and now it's good for hoeing the ground and making it ready for gardening. It also says their spears will be turned into pruning hooks and their swords into plowshares. What does this look like? If I undid these two and got them out, what would each one look like? A sword. But what God says is one day he's going to turn all our swords into gardening tools. Now, is that going to be good for fighting anymore? It's not going to be good for fighting anymore. It's good for gardening, but not for fighting. I think you could write down, and it would be legitimate to say, he will take all their bullets and guns and melt them down and turn them into gardening tools. Doesn't that sound good? It wouldn't be easy to make war if all our bullets and guns were turned into gardening tools. That is what it is going to be like one day. All our fighting is going to stop. Does that sound like a good plan? It does, doesn't it? Well, it's God's plan, so having told his people what's going to happen, he calls on them to play their part. Can you read verse 5 with me out loud together? Find the Bible, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 5. This is what God says about the future. Are you ready? It starts, "Come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord." To walk in God's light. That's what he's calling us to do because of something that's going to happen in the future. Now, if you know you're going to the beach tomorrow, you're going to get your buckets and spades and thermos and waterproof jacket ready. Well, if you know there's not going to be any fighting in the future, you're going to stop fighting now. If you know God's going to stop our arguing in the future, you will stop arguing now. He will settle disputes in the future. Well, then you'll stop disputing now. That's what it means to walk in the light of the Lord. Well, is that a good picture? Is that something to hope for and be praying for? Well, this little tiny bit in the verse in chapter 2 of Isaiah is a little glimpse of the future, something to be aiming for. And I'm going to pray that that will be the case for us. Let me pray. Father in heaven, please help us to be those who look forward to the establishment of your city and to get ready for it now so that we may not be caught unawares and unready in the future. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. We look forward to being with you in your place, under your rule, enjoying your presence. Amen.